Novos. Novos. Maddie, Megan, Prevo. Here's
the weekend. The home of Feel Good Fridays.
From New FM.
Yes, good morning, guys. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. How are we?
Ah, oh, fantastic.
Doing good. I love your shorts this morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
my goodness.
Very sexy getting about in short shorts. That's a rarity. I've only ever seen you in jeans the whole time I've known you.
So, I've got a story behind why I'm wearing these shorts.
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing. So I did all my washing last night, right?
Yeah.
Sitting in the basket in my room, ready for me to get up this morning and get ready for work. Had a shower, and then, of course, my cat Harry, as I was getting out of the shower, I noticed he was inside the washing basket shaking off his willy. So he peed all over my washing. So all of my pants were in there, my underwear. So I did manage to find undies, and the only pair of pants I could find are these.
Sexy short shorts.
Almost like Kylie Minogue in the spinning around video. Have a look at these.
Very sexy.
Tight. Yeah, they are.
Well, this is the thing. Apart from Kylie, I do have some audio under that lined up for you, ready to go.
Oh, the surprise.
Yeah, the surprise audio.
Here we go. This is good.
Oh, my God.
I can't move
in these. It's ridiculous. All right, what have we got? Did you record me in the car?
No, Meg? I did not. No, I was driving. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I wear short shorts. Yes. I feel like I'm a Mardi Gras.
It's very surprising, I must say.
Add some glitter to the hem. Yeah, definitely Mardi Gras.
My fat little legs strangled. Thank you, Meg.
Happy Friday.
Indeed.
Hey, you guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next here on the show. Competing today for a $50 fuel card. We need one guy, one girl. Lasses still leading on 75 points. Lads, we're getting there. 71. If you want to play, 131009, we'll take your calls. Right now after Maroon 5, love this, from the year 2007. Big fan of Maroon 5, man?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. Adam Levine, very sexy.
Oh, yes.
Man. Do you think he's a sexy man, Kirby?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Hey, guys, sunny today, 24 the top on the coast, 17 right now. Good morning. Yeah, it's Feel Good Friday all day in UFM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. Lads versus Lasses right now.
UFM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Oh, yes, us lads, we're getting back up there, 71 points. Lasses still leading, though, 75, playing today for a $50 fuel card, guys. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we're heading to the Central Coast to meet Jake. He's a plumber. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Are we ready for Freedom Day on Monday, Jake?
Of course.
What was that, sorry?
Of course.
Of course. What's the first thing you're doing on Monday morning, apart from work?
In the afternoon, I'm going to go get a haircut.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
are lined up for that. All right, let's get into your questions then. Question one, what is the hairdryer attachment called that is designed for curly hair?
Curler?
It's a diffuser.
I never heard of that. I didn't even know there were different attachments on a
hairdryer.
No,
that's what I use on my hair half the time when it's curly. All right, multiple choice for your second question. Ephelids is the medical term for what? Is it A, scars, B, acne, or C, freckles?
B.
C, freckles.
What the hell is that?
I've never heard the medical term for freckles.
Ephelids.
All right. Question three. What is Britney Spears' fiancé's name? I'll take a first name for this.
Which is, got me here.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known either.
Sam.
Scary.
Hey, hold on, man. You could still win today.
It's potentially possible. Yeah. All right. Let's meet our lass this morning. Her name is Leonie. She works in security, up and ready to go. Now, you only need one for an instant win here. Are you feeling ready for this?
Fingers crossed.
Okay, good luck. Your first question is multiple choice. What material is a plasma cutter used for cutting? Is it A, metal, B, wood, or C, plastic?
I'd say plastic.
No, it's metal, unfortunately. All right, number two. What is the brand the Mad Hueys known for making?
What was that, sorry?
What is the brand the Mad Hueys known for making?
Marinades? I don't know.
Marinades, what a guess.
It is a good guess. It's not right, though. It's men's clothing or surfwear. And number three, the E-Type, F-Type, and F-Pace are all models from which car brand?
Holden?
It's Jaguar.
We have a tiebreaker coin toss situation.
Oh, my God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Now, I always let the ladies go first today, but because we're so far behind, I feel like it's only fair that the lad gets to choose today. All right.
Picking favourites here. I don't know if you can agree with this. Yeah.
Jake, it's your turn, mate. Yeah. Heads or tails for the boys?
We'll go tails, please.
Tails?
Flip
okay.
That coin.
Okay.
It's tails.
Oh, get out. Yes, we're a Friday, too. Yes. That's not fair at all.
Yes, it is, Meg.
Well, that's the way
we live in an equal world now.
That's the way the coin flips, as the old saying goes.
$50 worth of fuel, man. Congratulations.
Thanks for that, guys.
Thanks, Jake.
You're very welcome.
Oh, there you go.
You're still behind. So
72. We're brought back, though. It's
yeah.
Good.
We're only 3 points away now, so next week we'll be ahead, which is fantastic. Look, up next we've got to talk about one of our favourite topics to chat about, which is when the Taliban does stupid stuff. Right, because obviously none of us like the fact that they've taken over Afghanistan. So when they stuff up royally for our entertainment, I think it's hilarious. This time, they've been very naughty boys and forgotten to pay their power bills.
Oh, who knew?
So they're in a lot of trouble because the whole city has been blacked out.
Kabul?
Kabul.
Oh, my.
Over 4 million people because they forgot to pay their bills.
I want to hear about this next at New FM 19 past 6. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits at New FM. Welcome to Feel Good Friday with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 6:26, sunny today. 15 degrees in the valley right now and we're going over to Afghanistan, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. The Taliban have been very naughty boys and not paid their power bills. Now, you might be thinking, like, what the hell? Can't they just turn up there and say, switch their power stations back on, like, we're the boss now? Not how it works, because they, in fact, import a lot of their electricity through big power lines from Uzbekistan and Tajikistan and Turkmenistan, their surrounding countries. So they've, like, they've basically rigged up, like, the really long extension cables, right, to get their electricity in from neighbouring countries. And they have, like, these power companies they have to answer to.
They've really gone in to Afghanistan and just like forgotten about all of the important stuff. Now, you compared it yesterday when we were chatting about this to like moving into a new house and just not connecting the electricity. The old owner's electricity like carries on for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then it's like.
And then they're like, of course we're not giving you free power.
Kind of expecting them to pay the bill, maybe?
100%. Or, you know, when you first move out of home and you move into a share house and you don't know about any of like the jobs you have to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to say change the batteries in a remote or like pay the power bill when it comes up. Like these are things you have to do as a basic like adult.
So
right?
Here they are, the capital city, Kabul, 4 million people.
Yep.
Suddenly the music goes quiet.
No power. No. It's a serious situation. Wow. So you have to ask, what are they going to do? So the first thing I did was Google, what do you do if you can't pay your electricity bill? Now, in Australia, they've got some things set up. So they said, this is the first suggestion, and maybe the Taliban can take notes on this. Speak to your electricity or gas supplier first if you are having a short-term financial crisis. That is Afghanistan right now, because the Taliban had a lot of the money that they like were supposed to take control of get frozen by the US because it's all in accounts in America.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of the money that they planned on using to run the government, I say in inverted commas, is locked away and they can't even touch it. It's frozen assets. So
isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
I wonder if America would just take it.
Well, that's, I don't know about that, but they certainly have frozen the use of it, so it can't be used for things like that. They've also said on Google suggestions, they may give you an extension plan or set up a hardship payment plan. Now, I don't know what the Taliban's relationship is with electricity providers in neighbouring countries.
Uzbekistan.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know if I was those power companies, I'd be worried about getting my money.
What do you think the bill's at right now? We know it's going to be high because it's for 4 million people, but yeah. What do you reckon it could be?
Well, it's a great question. Yeah. I know mine gets high if I put the aircon on too
much. I was
going to
say, have they been running the aircon full stop?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Too many TVs, or turn the lights off. We can't afford the bill.
Well, they're obviously not checking their mailbox because I'm guessing there's a few final demand letters in there.
Well, overdue?
Well, that's the thing as well because...
Overdue.
I know with my power bill, if you pay early, you get a good discount.
Yeah.
And then it goes to full price, the normal price. And then after that, there's penalties that come in. I've read there's a schedule of penalties.
Mm.
It's a long way before they actually cut it off. They've really let this go a long time and ignored a lot of mail.
I've got a great idea, right?
Mm.
Super clean energy, right? Get a heap of the workers to get on push bikes and generate energy. Not only get fit, they help the environment and power the city.
I think they'll have to do a lot of that going forward. Or just live without power. These are the two options.
It's a very hot country over there, right?
Yeah.
Solar panels.
Well, yeah. Come on, but
guys.
Who's going to give them on credit, though, after that?
I'm guessing they don't have the government rebates
we
do.
No. We can give you solar basically for free. Doesn't happen over there.
Thank you for that. Checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next at New FM at 6:31. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
All right, guys, I was driving out of the car park at Woolies the other day and I was in a little bit of a rush. I had some baking to do when I get home and I don't like doing it too late. So I was in a bit of a hurry to get out. And this guy pulls in front of me and he's going into the car park section in front, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, it was a drive-through space, if you know what I mean. There was no car on the other side.
Yeah.
So he could have just driven straight in and had a drive-out park, right? No, he decides to reverse park into this spot.
Okay.
Completely useless considering he could have just driven straight through. Now,
completely
useless. And the thing that annoys me the most is it took him about 3 or 4 goes to reverse park.
Okay.
And I'm sitting here waiting because I couldn't leave until he was done.
So that is annoying because, I can understand if maybe he didn't see it was a drive-through
and he reverse parked
in. But if he's also bad at reverse parking, get out of the way. I understand
if
that.
You can't do it. I can't reverse park. That's why I don't do it.
Well, some would say that you should have more sympathy to other people that are just trying to better their driving skills. I didn't think you'd be such an aggressive person
on
the road.
You've seen me on the road, though. I can be a little bit of a,
Well, yeah. I thought you're usually cool, calm, and collected. So here's this poor person.
I swear at a couple of people when they deserve it. But we want to know on 13109, what annoys you on the road? Because I've got a feeling I might be a little bit out of line here because I was getting really angry at this guy because he was taking his sweet time for something he could have just driven straight into.
Bad parkers. Okay, that's yours. Mine is when there's a merge lane and there's traffic and somebody decides they can run up the inside and then sneak in at the front of the line.
My mum calls them sneaker innerers.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what annoys me? Seeing people eating a filthy big burger.
Really?
Eating food at the wheel.
Yeah.
Just wait. Just bloody wait. I love food, but there's a time and a place. All right, taking your calls next. We'll do it after Alana Miles. This is Black Velvet's at New FM for your Feel Good Friday, 6:40. A birthday lotto is coming up before 8 o'clock this morning, guys. $1,600. Good morning. Alana Miles, Black Velvet at New FM. Welcome to Friday. The weekend is here. Warm one today. 24 the top on the coast, guys.
I'm so angry.
Oh, Meg, I angry know. Girl, you are.
I don't know if it's anger or jealousy at the pure fact that I can't reverse park, but I was driving out of Woolies the other day, and the guy, he was taking his sweet time reversing into a car space in front of me, so I couldn't leave, that he could have driven into and still got a drive-through park.
Yeah.
Really frustrating, completely just didn't need to do it.
Held you up for a good minute or two.
Maybe two.
Yeah, that's annoying.
If you're going to do that, go to the side where there's no one parked. If you need to practice, practice there. Don't do it on my time.
Meg, I really appreciate you giving me, like, a lift to work and stuff sometimes, all right? But what I have noticed with you, right, is you got beeped the other day.
I did.
So, Crevo, just to give you an insight into Meg's driving, and don't take this seriously. Meg approaching a curb is really a sight to behold. She always ends up like either like 2 centimeters away from the gutter or like a meter out. And you know my street. She needs to do like a 3-point turn.
Yeah.
Meg's the queen of the 5-point turn.
You are getting an Uber on Monday.
Find your own way. So, into work. I want to vent about one. Hanbury Street crossing the Pacific Highway in Mayfield where the Stag and Hunter is.
Yep.
So there's the red light there if you're wanting to turn into Hanbury. It only goes green arrow for such a short time, and people never like drive into the square when it's orange and take the opportunity. It's like, come on, everyone.
You're a risk taker.
Oh, not a risk taker. That's legally allowed, and people never do it. It drives me mad.
Hey, let's go to Dave. It's time to vent, my man. What do you hate on the roads?
Well, mate, believe it or not, I'm a truck driver.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good.
I usually do like 50, 60 ton all up.
Big load.
Big loads, oversized loads. Mate, I can do 100 kilometres an hour. People doing 95 in front of me, when I go to overtake them, they speed up to 100.
That's really annoying. The people that want to go slow but don't want anyone else to go faster than them.
Yeah, I mean, I've got 18 gears. I have to go back 5 or 6 when you go back up a hill or something. So we've got to keep that momentum going. And I don't understand why they can't do the speed limit if I can when I'm 50 tonne.
Wow, yep, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And they're in a little I-30, and you think, come on, surely, I know that thing has grunt for that little car.
18 gears. So does your gear stick have, like, 18 different functions?
No, you've got a splitter.
Oh, right.
And then you've got another splitter in front, which gives you top and bottom box. You've got 4 gears, and then the side one splits those gears. So you've got 8, and then you've got the reverse, 2 reverse, and...
Dave, do you prefer to put it in the top box or the bottom box?
Any box would be fine.
Fair enough. Hey. Fair enough. Wherever you got to do to get the right gear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Going to Karen. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, good. What annoys you on the road, Karen?
Many things, but probably one of the grossest things is when you're at the traffic light and you're just, you know, casually looking around. You look in the rearview mirror and there's people squeezing their zits.
No.
And it's not just boys, it's girls too. And it's like, guys, I've just seen it. It's so gross.
You know what's weird is, like, when people are in a car... Even though it's glass all around, they feel like they're in their own private space.
Yeah.
They do. There's other things I've seen people do, but it's like, oh, mate, it's just wrong. Like, they're going for the double index finger one.
Oh.
It's like, oh.
What are you doing?
You know what, Karen? My sister does this all the time. I'll never forget the day that she was doing it in the mirror. And the little squirt happened.
Yeah.
Like, straight on the windscreen. Disgusting.
That's Karen, her worst nightmare.
Do it in the bathroom, not in the car.
Yeah, not in public.
No.
Come on, guys.
You wouldn't do it in the street, but for some reason,
the car is
A-okay.
Thank you, Karen. Great calls. Guys, coming up next, we are doing the Novos Give Back, which is fantastic. Each week here on the show, we give a very deserving local $500. You might be doing it tough. You might know somebody who is. Nominate them now at newfm.com.au. It's all thanks to A&A Hot Water Services, rather. And we're going to meet our very lucky person next here on the show, guys.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Avicii, wake me up. Welcome to Feel Good Friday at New FM with Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 6:57. It's time for the Novos Give Back.
Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, Lake and Valley with A&A Hot Water Services. Hotwatersystemsnewcastle.com.au. The Novos are giving back.
This is awesome. Coming into Christmas, each week here on the show, we award somebody here in the Hunter with $500. If you know somebody who's going through a tough time, tell us about it now at newfm.com.au. $500 is a lot of money for people who are doing it tough at the moment. Just like Tanya, whose daughter nominated her, which was so sweet, 12 years old. Tanya is a single mum, and she's been doing it tough for a while now. She's been in a domestic violence situation. She's had to sell her car and belongings in order to survive. She's looking after the kids, moved back in with her parents, and her son has been in a battle with leukemia. So this family has gone through such a really hard time, guys.
Yeah.
Really terrible.
We've got Tanya here now. Tanya, this must just have been a horrible time for you, right?
Yeah, it was a hard time. And then my mum got sick and, we had to move all in with the parents and look after them as well.
What will $500 mean at the moment?
Oh, that would come a long way. It really would.
We have a very sweetheart of a daughter who nominated you, and she was saying the most incredible things about you, what you've been through, how you've dealt with everything, and obviously she loves her mum very much.
Yeah, she does. We're a pretty good family.
Wow, and she said you've been going through some tough times with your son as well. How's all that situation going?
He's in remission. He's always up and down all the time with leukemia.
Oh, jeez. That's so hard to go through as a mum, right?
It is, yeah, because I'm a single mum and I do it all myself, so.
Well, yeah.
You've got people looking out for you.
Exactly right. You've got a great family who's obviously cares a lot about you and great kids as well. So that $500 is all yours.
Great, thank you. That's wonderful.
Were you expecting that call?
No, not at all.
Good. Pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Hey, Tanya, congratulations. Good luck with the family, and we hope this money helps, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
That's all thanks to A&A Hot Water Services. Keep the hot water flowing across Newcastle, Lake and Valley with A&A Hot Water Services. hotwatersystemsnewcastle.com.au.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Checking in with Maddie in the newsroom next at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos, when you wake up on New FM.
New FM is the home of Feel Good Fridays with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Creever. 11 past 7, 24, the top on the coast today, guys.
Gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to What I Lie To.
Yeah, this is where you become the human lie detector. You have to figure out who is holding the real item today up against each other is Maddie versus Meg.
Come on!
As they enter the arena of pitching their real or fake items. Let's meet our contestant. Her name is Emma. She's from Mayfield, works in school administration. How are you today?
Hello, Emma.
Hey, Emma, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you now. Loud and clear. Now, you work at a school. Do the students ever try and pull a Swiftie, or do you ever think, ooh, they might be telling a lie here?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so you reckon the kids, you're pretty good at telling people who are telling the truth and a lie, yeah?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm a little bit gullible,
but... Oh, here you are. All right. Well, we're gonna put your gullibility to the test now. As let's have Meg up first. Meg, make your pitch.
Well, Emma, the thing about this is you work in a school, so you'll know this very well. We have a whiteboard here at the station, basically, to plan our show, and we have a lot of whiteboard markers, and someone keeps stealing these whiteboard markers. I've taken it upon myself to get us, like, a pencil case, one of those study mate pencil cases you get from Officeworks. It's blue, it's got the little letter slots in it. I haven't had a chance to put anything in it yet, but we'll just go... can turn the music down, please, Maddie. That's the zipper of this study mate blue pencil case. That royal blue.
That's her wallet, Emma. She's got a really big wallet.
No.
Okay, interesting. Look this at is that. This is
a
first
pencil case. As if she's buying a pencil case. Like, who buys a pencil case?
Well, I'm sick of not having markers. We need to be able to hide the pencil case.
That's a lie, Meg. Hey, what I actually have here, Emma, and I am telling the truth today, I have one of these really cool, like, retractable leashes for your pet. So, there's, like, a button. It's kind of like, what could I compare it to? It kind of looks like a really small version of those hose covers, you know, the retractable hoses. Kind of looks like that, but really small. It's grey in colour, black trim. And a nice little hook here on the end.
He's just flicking the end of a tape measure. Hear that? Sounds like a tape measure.
Okay, question time. Emma, you can first ask a question to Meg.
Why haven't you put anything in it yet?
Oh, we've been too busy planning the show and prepping the show. We only brought it in this morning. I went to Officeworks yesterday and grabbed it. Yeah.
All right, do you have any questions for Maddie?
I do. Why do you have that at work?
Now, that is a really great question.
Yeah, Maddie,
because
why do you have a dog leash at work?
I don't have a dog. I actually don't own a dog, but Crevo does. His dog's name is Molly, and he keeps... Crevo's car is full of junk, so Crevo actually brought this in for me today because, yeah, I'm a very last-minute kind of guy, and I hadn't picked anything. So, thankfully, Crevo went to his big old van, ruffled through all the crap, and he found this for me. That's why I have it.
Okay.
Do you have any final questions before making your judgment, Emma?
No, I'm going to go.
Okay. Who do you think is holding the real item? Who is telling the truth?
Maddie.
Yeah.
Correct. $100 worth of seafood is all yours. Well done.
I thought I had the more plausible option of a pencil case.
Meg was, in fact, just running the zipper on her wallet.
Yeah.
Do you have a dog, Emma?
Yeah, I've got two.
Yeah, well, you know what that sounds like. That's why you won. Congratulations. $100 worth of seafood coming your way. So good.
Hold on the line for us
there. Yeah. Hey, guys, Freedom Day on Monday. It's very exciting. All the rules keep changing every so often, I've noticed as well. So I've gone through and got the definitive list of everything that we can do on Monday, subject to change, of course, because it probably will change at like 11 o'clock this morning.
This is a great idea.
But for now... the definitive list of what you can and cannot do on Monday if you are fully vaccinated.
Okay, we'll do it next to New FM 716. Good morning.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3.
New FM. FM, Ricky Martin, back when everyone thought he was straight. I feel like he lied to us all that time.
I don't think you mind now, though.
No, of course not. We're talking COVID freedoms Monday, man.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spread.
Yes, we have officially hit 70% double dose vax in New South Wales. Well done.
Hooray.
To New South Wales. We've been waiting this for months and months, and Monday is Freedom Day. It is finally here. Lots of things opening up. Specifically for double-vaxxed people in New South Wales. The one thing I'm looking forward to the most, gatherings in the home and public spaces. It was limited to 5 people. Our new premier came out yesterday and said, nope, we're going to double that to 10 people. So from Monday, if you were double-vaxxed, you can have 10 people at your house.
Oh, that's so good, guys.
I'm so excited to go see some family.
Do you know, 100%.
Do you know what that means, Meg? Mm. Prevo better put it on a dinner for us.
Hey, let's do it.
Work dinners.
Let's do it.
I think so. I'm looking forward to that. Up to 30 people can gather in outdoor settings. This does not include your backyard or your front yard. Unfortunately, it has to be a public setting like a park.
Okay.
Which, a bit weird, but, you know...
Oh, look, it's understandable, right? Because otherwise you just go, oh, I've got 30 people at my house. It's because we're outdoors.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the coppers leave, everyone just goes back inside.
Exactly. And those 30 people, even if they're outside, they go in and use the bathroom.
Absolutely.
And all that kind of stuff.
That's fair.
But
that's
those
fair.
10 visitors allowed in your home, that is only fully vaccinated people, not including children 12 and under. So if you've got a lot of kids, you can still have that family.
So you could have, like, 50 kids and 10 adults and you're fine.
Pretty much. Weddings weddings and funerals back on the cards for more than a couple of people. I think it's been a limit of 5 for the last couple of months. 100 guests can attend a wedding with dancing permitted. Exciting. And eating and drinking only while seated. And 100 guests can also attend a funeral as well.
There's some exciting things starting to happen, which is fantastic. I do worry that the new premier's, like, I'm a little bit too...
Fast and loose
with the loosening of these COVID restrictions. Like, maybe it's just because we've been, like, screwed over for so long.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It just feels wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will feel a lot safer once we push towards that 80, 90% double vax rate.
We still have to wear masks, though, in all these... situations.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. That's 100%. The big thing. Yeah. I think I'm going to be wearing a mask whenever I'm going near people I don't know for a very long time.
I agree
just
with that.
Just for their protection, just in case. Not for me, but for them.
Absolutely.
So venues including hospitality, retail stores and gyms are all opening on Monday to double vaccinated people. Hospitality venues can reopen to 1 person per 4 square metre and 1 person per 2 square metres outside, and standing while drinking is permitted outside as well.
That's good. I mean, a lot of the pubs and hospitality businesses are just doing it so tough at the moment. I did hear... For those people that prefer more of a dance at night, the nightclubs will be opening when we hit 80% as well.
Yes, so 80%.
It was meant to be the 1st of December that they would open up, but they've pushed that forward now to 80% double dose, which the experts are saying maybe 3 weeks away.
Oh, it's getting
close. 2-3 weeks away. So we're almost there, guys.
Yeah. I know.
The big one for me, personal services like hairdressers, spa, nail, beauty, waxing, tattoo, and massage can open 1 person per 4 square metres, capped at 5 clients per premises. Everyone there, of course, has to be double waxed, but we can get our hair done. We can get our waxing done, our nails done. I'm so excited.
And if you choose to get the vaccine, there are so many out there at the moment. That's completely different to even a few weeks ago.
A month ago, we were struggling. We were looking everywhere and we couldn't find it. Now, the cool thing is as well, there was the thing where you had to be double vaxed to go back to work. For regional New South Wales, and that includes Newcastle, workers in regional New South Wales are required to be vaccinated to return to work, can return on Monday if they've had their first dose of the vaccine and the second one booked before November 1. Obviously, because we've had those issues with the vaccines, if you've got the one, you're safe to go back to work, but make sure you've got your second booked in.
There we go.
That's brilliant, guys. Yeah. So exciting. Freedom Day.
I know. Things are changing. So good. Great news.
What are you doing on Monday afternoon?
I'm going for a beer. I miss, I've missed a nice cold schooner.
Yep. At the pub.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Haircut.
Absolutely.
As well.
Skewy and a haircut.
Yeah.
It's a boys' afternoon now.
100%.
Checking in with the newsroom next at New FM 729. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Yesterday on the show, we got onto the topics of CVs and how embarrassing some can be.
Oh.
So what we've decided to do here today is I've tasked all of us to go home, find an old CV, and we're going to go through them next on the air. So we all have one. Meg, what year is your CV from?
2008.
Wow.
Yeah, so before radio, before anything.
Yeah. I've just looked at what year mine would have been, just scrolling down. I think around 2000 and same, I think about 8, 9.
Yeah. What about yours?
Mine's like maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
So we're going to read out the gold next. Let me tell you, some absolute bloody gold.
Because at the time, you think, this is great. Yep. This is my, like, flashy way to get into the next job or whatever.
It's funny how you sell yourself on a CV, hey?
Yeah.
Do you guys, like, real talk, like, Crevo, I've just got yours here in front of me, and you have sold yourself well, my friend. Do you think that you lived up to that?
Oh, at the time.
I feel like there's a lot of over-promising and under-delivering when it comes to CVs.
Well, that's generally people. You always got to sell your best version of yourself, don't you? That's the best chance you've got at, like, attracting the attention of an employer.
True.
But, yeah, I don't know. I was all right. I was good at my job back then.
What about you, Meg?
Oh, my resume, it's very basic. Like, very, very basic. Like, there's nothing on there really to make me stand out from anyone else.
Revealing our old CVs in minutes here on the show at 7:37 at New FM. Killing Heidi right now. Welcome to Feel Good Friday. 24, the top on the coast today. 19 around the lake. Good morning.
Long run,
Killing Heidi, welcome to Feel Good Friday and New FM with Maddie, Meg and Creva. We're talking old, awkward CVs now. This is so embarrassing because, like, when you're writing a CV, right, it's a very, like, insular, like, egotistical thing to do for a moment whilst you're writing it because you really do have to sell yourself.
Trying to make yourself sound a bit more qualified than you actually are.
We've been in radio for a long time, right? Like, maybe, like, 5 years, six years, Meg?
6 years,
longer than me, even.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. So, like, the last time I had to write an actual CV was for a non-radio job was ages ago. I've definitely lost the touch, I would say.
One of the great things, though, about email is they're all now saved.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to go back to your awkward days, it's all there. You just search CV in Scent.
What job did you apply for or that you found the old Scent resume?
So I was going for, I think it would have been, so I was in sales doing like business-to-business software. So that's where you set up like software systems for other companies, right?
Okay.
And I would have been trying to get a higher-paying job in the same industry. Right, so I was trying to like leverage my way up through positions and obviously trying to get more money.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you, Meg?
I was unemployed and I was going for a job at Coles.
Well, generally speaking, that's when you do write a CV.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't going from job to job like Crevo here. I was just like trying to get a job.
Yeah, so I think mine was like I'd finished working in radio in Darwin and I was having like a little break. So I was trying to find like some like retail jobs. So my background is retail. So I've worked in retail for like 10 years or something.
Yeah.
But look, we've got each other's CVs here from yesteryear. And I'm going to run through some of the gold here first. I'm going to read Crevo's out. And in true Crevo fashion, I'm not surprised by this. Let's read it. Dear hiring manager, this letter is to express my interest in discussing the channel account manager position. What the hell is that?
So that's where you have like a number of different accounts that you're focusing on selling them more software to.
Okay, okay. It goes on. The opportunity presented in this listing is very appealing, and I believe that my experience and education will make me a competitive candidate for this position.
What wankery language.
Absolutely. I've obtained and instilled strong core values and working methods whilst working at IBM in my current role. In addition to this, the key strengths that I possess for success in this position include, but are not limited to, a diplomatic, calm yet proactive manner. Strive for continued excellence. Strong communication skills. I'm a self-starter and eager to learn new things. Man, you're really selling yourself.
Yeah, 100%. But that's the sort of language they use. Isn't it sickening?
The corporate world. You'll find me to be well-spoken, energetic, confident, and personable. The type of person on whom your customers and other team members will rely.
Reliable.
I hope that you'll find my experience and interest intriguing enough to warrant a face-to-face meeting, as I am confident that I could provide value to you and your customers as a member of your team. Look, that's fairly professional, and I would expect that from the corporate world. What happened?
A little bit generic, though. Like, it doesn't feel like I've researched the company enough, and I was probably just hustling for the money, to be honest.
I'm putting it out there. Mm. First of all, did you get the job?
No, not that one.
So, I bet you any money as we go through these, we all say eager to learn.
Yeah.
It's probably a CV staple.
Valuable member of the team.
100%. 100%.
All right, Meg, all your turn.
Now, first of all, I can see
this is mine.
This is yours, and I feel bad. I have to pull this up straight away. There are some grammatical errors in this. There is a couple of apostrophes that shouldn't be there. Sorry, I had to bring that up because it made me really annoyed.
What do you mean?
Attention to detail, is this? Is that one in there?
Maybe I'm wrong here, but it starts off with the profile. I'm an extremely hardworking individual that works to get the job done. Pretty sure works is not meant to have an apostrophe there.
Meg, stop going on about the grammar and get on with it.
Mr. Attention to Detail right here. I have excellent interpersonal skills, work successfully under pressure, and can deal with all sorts of situations calmly and efficiently. I'm looking for casual or part-time work. So we're going to go, we'll skip all of your experience here. I want to go down to selected accomplishments. high roller associate with the internal space.
What
with
is that?
111 trading profit margin, growing my business from 111% to 120% TM month on month.
I did do that. I'm very proud of that. I worked in an office at Staples, the stationery company. I was an account manager there.
Okay.
So it was my business. They really sell you the bloody Kool-Aid, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, 100%. It's not your business. You're just there making money for them.
We'll go on to some more bragworthy notes, because after every job, you've got your bragworthy notes, I've noticed. Promoted within 12 months from sales to senior sales, and subsequently took on a bigger role with the store. We'll go on to some more selected accomplishments. Promoted within 6 months from cashier to department sales manager. I'm very impressed.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Excelled my skills across the board in what I consider my training ground for where I am today. Made continuous improvements to the running of my department, procedural improvements.
Oh, yes. Got them in ship shape, did you?
I did.
Procedurally.
Yes, and developed my dealings with people, situations, and interpersonal skills.
There you go.
Interpersonal skills. That's one of those just terms you Google, isn't it? And you think, oh, that'll sound good.
I just love the selected accomplishments after every single job.
Hey, you've got to sell yourself.
That's true. That's true.
Grammar Nazi over here. Wow. All right, Craig, you've got Meg's.
Yeah, let's move on to Meg's. So there was a couple of interesting things that I noted about Meg's. The first one was, well, you've got work experience for a business that no longer exists.
Which business is this?
Currently employed at Sanity Music at Tugra. I'm pretty sure that CD chain isn't running anymore.
This is from 2008, though. Give me some credit.
Okay, all right. That does make sense. Now, the next thing that I noticed that was quite interesting is you've worked at Michelle's Patisserie in Toronto, which is great. But Michelle's Patisserie, one of the big businesses there is coffee. And I read through your duties, assisting customers, cash handling, service of food, general cleaning, set up of the closing of the store. You haven't made a coffee there, have you?
I never made a coffee once.
Now, this is my favourite bit, perhaps, of the entire resume. Because you've included here, you've got job, and then you've got, I completed 2 weeks, (63 hours) of work experience at Tucker Glendale. Have you included free work you did at Target?
It was part of my retail search.
63 hours
of work.
You didn't miss a minute, did you?
I had to 62 hours. Michael Bublé on repeat. That was going in there.
Well, the other bit I liked was this, where he said, I'm interested in music production, and I hope to use my skills to one day start my own business. You're letting them know you're leaving already.
I love it. Oh, fun times, guys. We've all ended up here together.
I know, right? We use these resumes.
Various skill sets I've noticed on the team today.
Very different.
Hey, guys, our birthday lotto is up next, Crevo.
That's right. So this is, of course, your chance at $1,600. Now, I've just spun the wheel. It's come up July. So if that is your birth month, this is your chance at the cash.
Yeah, 13, 10, 09. Megan, just so you know, I had to leave school during the middle of year 10, so if there's some grammar issues, sorry.
I didn't go to year 12 either. Don't use that on me.
I'll leave you guys to sort that all out.
UFM. UFM.
I think you broke my throat. The Rubens and UFM 755 with the Novos. Birthday lotto time, guys, for your Feel Good Friday. $1,600.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, you've got to be so quick on the phones. Like hundreds and hundreds of people call every time trying to get through. As soon as that birth month is called out, bang, you got to call 13 10 09. We're at $1,600 now. No easier way to win cash in all of Newey, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Hopefully going to Carissa from Mulbring. Works as a contractor for Australia Post, delivering parcels from her own car, has a partner, and they're saving up for a house together. Carissa, you must be run off your feet at the moment.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy with all the COVID lockdown and everything.
How many parcels do you think you deliver a day?
There's a few, but probably 160 or so a day.
Oh, jeez.
I love that you have to use your own car now. I ran out of red post fans. Crazy.
Whereabouts are we looking to buy a house?
Around probably Maitland area somewhere, hopefully.
I like that.
Born and bred around that area, Carissa?
Yeah, nice.
Yes. Yeah,
$1,600, a good chunk of that house deposit.
100%, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Give us a recommendation for your local out there, because I've been wanting to go to Maitland to, you know, have a Sunday sesh or something one day.
There's too many.
There's too many. Just take your pick.
All good town. All right, here we go.
All right, Carissa, were you born on the 18th of July?
Oh, damn it.
Sorry,
Carissa.
Thanks for playing.
Good luck with
the
parcels.
Thank you for all your hard work at the moment, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, guys, checking in with the newsroom next. Plus, guess who's joining us? Missy Higgins. After the news, she's got a massive announcement for us. It involves her and a whole heap of ladies. So we've got more details on that from her in minutes at New FM.
105.3 New FM. The Novos.
We are the home of Feel Good Fridays at New FM with the Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Crevo, Missy Higgins joining us right now, guys. Guys, we're very excited to have this next person on, Aussie music legend. It's Missy Higgins. Good morning. Hey, Missy, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, we are going well. Excited to have you on the show. Now, we've been teasing a big announcement from you all morning. Can you please put us out of our misery?
Yes, it's very exciting. There's going to be a new festival next year called Wildflower Festival. It's an all-female lineup with some incredible acts like Tracy Chambers, Kate Miller-Heidke, Sarah Blasco, Thornbird, which is Dickie from The Waste, Alice Guy and Deborah Conway. And we're going to be playing all over. The closest one to you guys is on the 2nd of April at Rocha State in the Hunter Valley.
It's just brilliant. We're so excited for this.
Yeah, it's really cool. I can't believe it's taken Australia this long to have an all-female tour, actually.
Well, there's that. And also, I mean, we haven't had live music here in Newcastle for so long. How long has it been since you've been on the stage? Like, it'd be pushing, like, a couple of years now, right?
Oh, God. The last time I did, a string of shows was early last year. I've done the occasional little gig in between lockdowns, of which there's not been many in Melbourne. But earlier this year, I got to kind of sneak up to Albury-Wodonga across the border for, 4 hours and play a very strict show and then come back. It's a really strange world we're living in, but I can't wait to get back to playing live music again. It's just, it almost feels like an impossible dream right now.
Well, the last time I saw you live was on the Ed Sheeran tour in 2018. What's going to be like getting to audiences? Probably not the 83,000, but these festivals always get multiple thousands. You said small gigs, are you keen for the big gigs again?
Yeah, definitely. There's nothing like playing to a massive bunch of people at a festival too. It's such a good vibe. And I think that's one of the things that I've missed is just getting that raw energy back from the crowd and having that kind of, I don't know, you really lift each other up when everyone's together. It's just like communal atmosphere, and having that many people sing along to your songs too. It's an endorphin rush for sure.
You can imagine as well, people are just itching to get out and to book into any kind of festival or live show that's coming up. So I think that energy will be like on another level as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like I said, there's been a few sporadic shows I've been able to play over the last couple of years. And one was in Darwin. And it was just the most amazing vibe because, like you say, people are really not being seeing live music for so long, and they just can't wait to get out and do something exciting. And music's one of those things that it's, you know, it's a cliche, but it's like the international language.
Yeah, of course.
It really feels like it lifts everyone up. It makes people feel like they're connected to everyone else, and it just makes you feel happy, and it puts you in a different world, a different space. So,
Darwin is pretty loose. You would have had a great time up there, I'm imagining.
People got pretty loose. Lots of bottles being passed around, people on shoulders. But I was kind of getting into it. I was like, yeah, I mean, they've got a lot to get out of their system, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, have you toured with these girls before?
Yeah, a lot of them I have. Like, I've toured with, well, Vicky from The Waif. They were, like, one of the first bands I ever supported back in the day. I've toured with Casey Chambers, Kate Miller-Heidke, Sarah Blasco I haven't toured with, but I know her from around the trap. Yeah. Played with a lot of the same musicians. A lot of them are good friends for sure. I think it's going to be a very fun vibe backstage.
Well, as you said before, Wildflower is something that we haven't really seen before in the music industry. Something I wanted to get your thoughts on, obviously, the passing of Michael Gavinsky earlier this year. What would you think he would say about this?
Oh, I think he'd be thrilled. I really think that, I mean, because he was always a champion of my music, and there were so many, female musicians that he was one of the earliest champions of Kylie Minogue. He's just always been really in the corner of fighting for female musicians and getting them heard. And he played a huge part in, so many of the lockdown concerts that were happening to try and get, our music on a platform when no one else was doing that kind of thing. So, yeah, he would be very proud of us all to get up and running.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea. And like you said earlier, I can't believe it's taken so long. Like, it's just, it's baffling.
It seems weird that this is like a unique new thing. Yeah. It's like, have we really gotten to this year when it finally figured that out? Like, what's going on there?
I know. Well, I think there's this misconception, that women don't sell as many tickets as men, and that putting on an all-female concert would mean, no one would buy tickets. But that's just crap.
Yeah, obviously, absolutely.
We've just got so many incredible female musicians here, and, these 7 or 8 that are on this bill is not even, touching the surface.
Well, just looking at you, for example, The Sound of White in 2004, 9 times platinum. Like, that says it all.
As if people aren't buying tickets to that.
Exactly.
Those are the good old days when people bought albums.
Yeah. Not just streaming everything.
I was going to say, things are measured differently now.
Yeah, no more sanity signings. Yeah. It's a shame, really. I miss those days. They were good.
Yeah, the record in stores.
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of those back in the day?
Oh, yeah, way too many. I did them all across America, too, and there'd be nobody watching apart from the occasional person, like, strolling through the aisles looking at CDs and flicking their eyes over at me occasionally and wondering who that strange Aussie woman was.
But you had a contract to do them in every small town or city or whatever.
Exactly. It was always linked to some radio that I wanted to support me or something.
Hey, you've got a new single coming out October 15, Edge of Something. Can you just tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, well, I've been writing all the music for this TV show on ABC called Total Control, which is stars Deborah Mailman and Rachel Griffiths, and it's an incredible political drama. But, I used the inspiration for Deb's character to write a whole lot of music, and this song, Edge of Something, it's a real woman power song, and it's got a lot of anger behind it, and it was very, very fun to write, to get into the head of this character, but also to express a lot of things that, we're not usually allowed to express. So, it's very apt for the time that we're living in.
Yeah.
And I think that people are going to find it pretty poignant.
Happy days. Can't wait to listen to it. Thank you for joining us, Missy Higgins. Now, of course, tickets are on sale 9 a.m. today. Wildflower, it's coming to the Hunter Valley Roche Estate Saturday, the 2nd of April. Thanks for joining us, and we can't wait to see you. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And we have your first tickets for Wildflower Festival right here on UFM. If you want to get your hands on a double pass, 131009 right now. I'm ready.
Should we take them now?
Let's do it. This is exciting. We haven't given away concert tickets for a long time.
Oh, we love concert
nobody
tickets.
Has in ages, right?
UFM, what's your name?
It's Julie. How are you going?
Good, Julie. You're live on the air. Do you like Missy Higgins?
Oh, my God, she is fabulous.
Oh, well, you're going to be seeing her soon. Congratulations.
Yeah, baby.
Should we do another one?
Yeah, double pass to Wildflower coming your way. I love your enthusiasm. New FM, what's your name?
Amanda Pollock.
Hey, Amanda. When was the last time you went to a gig, babe?
Oh, a very long time ago.
Wildflower.
I think it was...
What was that?
I think up at Rocha State.
Oh, Rocha State.
The 80s or something.
In
yeah.
the 80s?
It was the 80s thing.
Oh, okay.
Not in the 80s.
Well, you'll be heading back to Rocha State for Wildflower Festival, babe. Well done.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you so much.
You are
welcome. I know Missy Higgins' number 5 song off her first album. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You sing along to everything.
We need a louder scream from you, actually. No, I'm joking. Thanks. Congratulations.
Well done.
How good, guys.
More winners on UFM.
Yeah, absolutely.
Producer Jackson, hello.
Good morning.
Can we have your winner's scream?
No. Wait.
Yeah!
Oh, my God. I just woke up my neighbours for that.
That was so it. Butch.
It really was.
I feel like I was trying to scare people off from robbing me over the fact that I won tickets to a concert, but whatever, you're welcome.
Hey, man, what's the gossip next? What's on the way?
Rami Malek, I've got the question that he asked Kate Middleton that completely floored her. Also I love Leah Remini. She called out Ellen DeGeneres' mid interview.
Excellent. I can't wait to hear this up next at New FM. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos.
Matchbox 20, life is good right now. Freedom Day on Monday, the weekend is here. Warm day today, 24 the top on the coast. It's 18 right now.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, we've been separated by 300 kilometres in 5 months, but I'm sure he's coming back to see us soon. Producer Jackson, hello.
Maybe. I'll grace you with my presence. Haven't decided yet.
Are we worthy?
How long has it been?
It's been
6 months.
16 weeks now.
Oh, 4 months, man.
It feels like
I've just turned into one of those parents, too, that measures everything in weeks instead of months.
My child is 300 weeks old. What?
Oh, my God, I'm going to be the worst parent in the world.
What did you say yesterday, Meg? You have a friend that says 36 months for their 3-year-old? Just say it's 3. What's the gossip?
Yeah, let's start with Rami Malek. So he's opened up about the question that he asked Kate Middleton that just completely floored her. Now, I just want to go around the team and ask, what do you think the question is? Like, be honest. What's going to stump her and stop her in her track?
What's your bus size?
Well, that would might do it, yeah.
Are you wearing sexy lingerie?
No, not even. What about you, Trevor?
I'm going to say, like, something to do with when she met the Queen. Like, what did you get? Have you gotten boozy with the Queen lately?
Well, no, none of this. So he says, I just looked at the princess and I said, you must be exhausted. How are you? And apparently she's not used to being asked how she is, and she stumbled on what she replied and then stopped and then walked away because she was so embarrassed she didn't know how to answer this question. Now, I do not believe this story at all. I think Rami Malek's just trying to be like, I'm a super nice guy that asks people how they are, but I don't think that she's, like, so not used to being asked, hey, mate, how are you?
It's like a robot, like a head starts spinning and sparking.
I don't believe it. I'm with you, Jackson. I don't think it's true.
I think he's a nice guy, though, who'd probably ask something like that. I'm alone here, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Zodiac Killer would ask people how are you. I don't think that's a determination of, you're a good guy.
He had a real, like, he's been in the news with Kate all this week because I was watching an interview with Daniel Craig at the moment because he's starring in 007, right?
Yes.
So he said that apparently he asked her, can he babysit the kids, Kate and Will's kids, little Prince George and stuff. I heard that one as well. So I reckon he's just trying to get into the news.
question would stump me if I was like, if someone that I didn't know, like Rami Malek, said, can I babysit your kids? Weird. Maybe then I'd be like, maybe, but not hi, how are you? I'd say, fine, Rami Malek, I'm fine.
It's really weird because as if Kate wouldn't have, you know, people that could help with the babysitting. You know, as if they don't have professionals for that.
I don't think he was serious.
Well.
Do you reckon the Queen babysits?
No.
Yeah, she locks them in little cages, hangs them from the roof.
Like the corgis barking on his head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like canary birds.
It's like Mr. Burns. Let the dogs out.
Release the hounds.
From royalty, a big step down, we're going to start talking about Ellen DeGeneres. Zinger. So she is interviewing a whole heap of celebrities for her final season of the show. Many of you in Australia wouldn't be able to see it because it's actually been cancelled because she's a demon. Anyway, Lee Remini has sat beside her and called her out on, I just love this because, like, Lee Remini, you can tell she's just so not happy with Ellen's enthusiasm for the story she's telling. So she, like, calls her out but then proceeds to hit her. It's really interesting. Take a listen.
I take ballroom dance.
Yes.
I have two teachers, and one of my teachers was there, and I had my assistant dress up in pigtails. And, no, because you're acting really interested, so, like, I don't know if you're doing that thing where you're, like, into my story.
I'm always interested. So that, what do you
no,
mean?
You're not, Ellen.
What Stop. Do you mean I'm acting interested?
Ow!
Ooh. Yeah, Ellen wasn't interested. She's given up. What did she even bother coming back for?
That's the question I have. Yeah.
Money, my friend, money.
Well, that's probably it. But is she not have enough?
Too, she has to, like, try and save her image at some point.
Oh,
like,
it's gone.
If she didn't come back, everyone would just think that she is the mean, mean girl that she actually really is. Oh.
Interesting.
Smelling DeGeneres.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, guys. I'll check in with Maddie in the newsroom next at UFM.
This is The Novos.
UFM.
We are the home of Feel Good Friday all day at UFM with The Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo. 24 the top on the coast today, guys. 18 out at the bay. Caller of the week time right now.
Yeah, this morning alone, we've given away concert tickets. We've given away $500 cash.
Yeah.
And now we're giving away some delicious food. $400 to spend at Yumbo-Rama. Really pays to get involved in the show all throughout the week. All you got to do is call 131009. Anytime we say, call us for an opinion or whatnot.
Yeah.
You go in the draw to win the prize of the week. And this week we spoke to a lady named Tiffany. We were talking about pet names for your partner, and I could not get past the pet name that her partner had for her. Let's take a listen. Let's go to Tiffany. Hello.
Hello.
What is your partner's pet name for you or for your partner?
Sexy when you're mad.
Hey, Tiffany. Sexy when you're mad. Sick guy.
Tiffany loved that. I think I think you did something there for Tiffany, Maddie.
Well, maybe just a little.
You know, Tiffany, a woman hasn't said that to me in a long time.
Oh, bless.
We loved it so much. So, Tiffany, congratulations.
Thank you. That's exciting. I never win anything.
Well, you won something today, babe. Well,
I know. I'm so excited.
Tiffany, you won today.
It's not as good as sexy when you're mad.
No,
sorry.
It's not.
Now I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to go sexy when you're mad. I just won.
$400 at Yumbo-Rama coming your way, babe. Well done.
Thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're not going to have to cook for ages. These meals are so delicious. They're like cooked for you locally. Yumbo-Rama. Check them out on social. So good. Just super easy.
Yeah, delicious food. And like you said, all locally sourced as well, which is fantastic.
Good stuff. Hey, thanks for joining the show, Tiffany. Appreciate it. Love her.
I know. And you know what the best part is?
What?
The winning doesn't stop.
No.
Fingers crossed anyway.
Bill Birthday Lotto is up next.
That's right. $1,600. You're in with a chance for that. Now, I've just spun the wheel. We're looking for people born in April.
Okay, April. Call now. 1310.
Phones are already ringing.
The lines are open.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Pink, All I Know So Far, New FM with the Novos, Maddie, Meg and Crevo, 8.55, 24 the top on the coast today, guys.
Oh my gosh.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, that's right. The easiest way in the whole region to win money, all you need is a birthday, and then you could potentially win $1,600 on offer, which is just awesome. That's a good chunk of change, right?
Going into Freedom Day with $1,600.
You're already ahead of the pack then, aren't
you? Every night for like 2 weeks out.
I'm putting it out there. I reckon each day we get literally 1,000 calls.
Oh, it's just absolutely ringing off the hook. Now, this is interesting because our contestant today, I can see through the phone system here, is using a landline.
Ooh.
Now, that's like a rarity these days, but I wonder if that's helped.
That's a strategy. I think you've got the phone. You've got the mobile old school, and the landline going all at once.
That's
you
right.
Do this back in the day.
Like the old school redial as well as a button.
It's very quick on the landlines.
Mm.
Yeah,
you would know, Meg. You used to do this all the time.
It was basically career at one point. Let's go to Mel from Wall's End. Two kids, aged 10 and 8, drives a Mazda CX-9. But this is the thing. She's got 11 guinea pigs. Was 10 not enough?
Oh, wow.
No, 10 wasn't enough, but we all know guinea pigs breed quite quickly.
I was going to say, there are you've either like had some randy behaviour from these guinea pigs or you're buying them as, like, separately. Crazy.
No, we had a few. I got them from my brother, and then unfortunately, when you have kids, you can't get rid of them.
No. Can you run through all of their names? Do you remember them all?
I do, unfortunately. It's a mother's job. Okay. They are quite funny names, though.
Okay, let's go.
We have Pumbaa, we have Nala, we have Timon, we have S'mores, we have Coco, we have Marshmallow, we have Gloria, we have... Oh, hang on. I have gravy, because apparently guinea pigs are great to eat. How many I'm up to? I've forgotten how many I'm up to.
That's enough.
Oh, let's end on Gavin's and heart. There we go.
I love Gavin. Gavin's my favourite.
Yeah.
I like gravy.
I'm tempted to taste gravy.
Oh, I'm not game to taste it, but we had to call it gravy. No.
I guess it would taste like rabbit.
Something
I don't
like
know.
That.
Oh, I wouldn't even want to think about it.
Yeah,
no. That's right. Too cute.
Well,
fair enough.
Those 11 ones, they're for cuddling and patting and stuff.
Exactly,
not eating,
They're pets to the kids, so we don't eat pets, apparently.
Guinea pigs are friends, not food.
Didn't you they go at it so much? Jeez.
Very randy animals.
They are, yes.
Well, hopefully they need a brand new cage. You can get that with $1,600. Mel, were you born on the 30th of April?
Oh, no. 19th.
Sorry, Mel.
That's okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks
Enjoy
for hanging out
weekend.
With us.
Oh, man. This needs to go off.
A lot of chances this morning, though, and this afternoon to get your hands on $1,600.
Yep, they've doubled the amount of time, so make sure you keep it right here, guys, because we could call the month any time.
Yep.
105 minutes commercial free is up next with Jackson for your Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, thank ya. Let's do it. 105 minutes commercial free coming up, getting you through to your weekend. That sounds like this track that was just incredibly underrated. I mean, it deserved more, so let's get it on. Never Really Over, Katy Perry.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Salt and pepper, let's talk about the birds and the bees. No, I'm not saying it. My mum could be listening. Come on, guys. But they are coming up. And Joel Corry's Bed, all after 9 o'clock. 105 minutes commercial break.
That just makes me want to go to a nightclub.
I know, right?
You're too old for a nightclub. 80%,
double dose.
10% to go.
Hey, guys, enjoy the last weekend of lockdown, hopefully. Fingers crossed it all works out well.
Yeah, just use it to, like, you know, spend time with your family and stuff, because obviously when things open up, you'll be back to your busy life.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll see you on Monday. We're going to leave you with this, though. Do not forget, you need to be with us Monday morning for something really special.
It's been a challenging time for all of us.
Please stay home.
COVID-19 has caused pain and heartache.
There will be a 1-week lockdown in the Hunter and Upper Hunter region.
It's now time to look to the future. And after 67 days in lockdown for the Hunter, Monday is Freedom Day. FM is hooking you up with all those things you miss the most. From movies, concerts and vouchers to restaurant meals, family adventure and hair, beauty and fashion. You'll win it all here. Spin the Wheel of Freedom to win your share in $20,000 worth of prizes. New FM's 20K Road to Freedom. Staying COVID safe, of course, starts Monday on Newcastle's New FM.
Get your fix of the Novos
anywhere, anytime.
Search for the Novos on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at newfm.com.au.